today marks 1 year since Laura Brennan passed away. She was just 26. Before she died, Laura had become synonymous with the HPV vaccine and fronted a number of campaigns with the HSE and the World Health Organization, urging young women to get vaccinated. A year on, and the fruits of her campaigning can be seen. There's a 90% vaccination rate in Clare, while nationally that figure stands at a much improved 80%. Plans to celebrate her anniversary with a mass were put on hold due to the coronavirus outbreak, but a mural being erected in town by her best friend will remember the Ennis woman. We'll hear from that friend in just a few moments, but I want to remind you first about Laura herself. She spoke to Gavin on this programme in February 2019.
My goal at the start was to share my story and to try and get as many people to hear my story so that as many people possible wouldn't be in my position. And that was my goal. And if one parent changed their mind over hearing my story, then I have succeeded my goal. So in that way, I know at least one parent who has changed their mind, so my goal is achieved. Because I always say that every vaccine administered is a potential life saved, and a potential life saved from what I'm going through and from what my family are going through. So I have succeeded with my goal, but my goal will not be 100% succeeded until the vaccine rate is back where it needs to be, and that is where it was before, back in when it was introduced, which was up in the high 80s. Yeah. So hopefully I'll get to see the day where it is back in the high 80s, and that would be a dream come true. If I had one dream, that would be it.
Joe is in Ennis. He says people talk about heroes and pop stars and sports stars, but Laura Brennan is the definition of what a hero is, an inspiration.
Oh, thanks, Joe. I'm not, but thank you. I really appreciate that.
You fully deserve it. The work will continue, your advocacy, your
campaigning. My advocacy will never stop. Not until the day I'm on my deathbed will my advocacy stop, because at the end of the day, this cancer is preventable. And the thing about cervical cancer, not only cervical cancer, HPV is the cause for nearly 5% of all cancer. If we could eradicate 5% of all cancers in male and female, how amazing is that? This vaccine should be celebrated. And it is incredible, the research that has gone into this vaccine. It's the most researched vaccine ever. So there's no reason to doubt it. So I will continue to passionately talk about it. I have spoken to oncologists, cancer researchers, doctors, pharmacists, possibly everyone you could talk to about this vaccine. This vaccine is safe and it is effective. And if parents vaccinate their children, we have the potential to get rid of 5% of all cancers. How amazing is that?
And that was the amazing late Laura Brennan speaking with Gavin Grace on this programme in February 2019. Now, Morning Focus producer Ben Sweeney has been speaking with Laura's best friend, Veronica Maloney.
It's hard to believe it's a year, really. And I guess with everything going on with the COVID-19, there's no anniversary mass and there's no get-together. So I guess it's a bit different. We wouldn't have expected it to be like this. But no, the sun is shining. She probably has that for us. And I think we're all, you know, being really positive and just all like sending on. Last night I was talking to a couple of the lads and we were all just sending on funny stories and, you know, being as positive as we can about it.
And I mean, you had your own kind of post up on social media this morning that I saw, and it was lovely. And you had,
I
think the last photo you shared was her presumably from hospital the night before she passed away, and business as usual with her. I mean, she was really the same Laura until the very end.
Oh, literally, yeah, literally looking for the goss. Like, I think that was one of the last messages she sent, and she was just like, well, I think she said spill the news or something along those lines. So, yeah, it was, you know, she was always the same, always positive, always happy.
Now, I want to talk about her, maybe her legacy or her impact in a minute, but, you know, you were her best friend. I suppose you knew the Laura that the public mightn't have known. We all know Laura, the HPV vaccine, you know, campaigner, but who was the Laura that you knew?
Well, like, it's funny because, like, so many people, you know, she's been such an inspiration to so many people. But for me, I guess, being her friend, before everyone kind of knew her, she really was inspirational from the get-go. Like, she literally encouraged me so much throughout our friendship. And I think she was just made to do what she did. It's hard to explain. I know, like, it's funny, like, we never would have expected it to blow up the way it did, like her advocacy, but no, she was just always so encouraging, always so happy. Like, all the laughs that we had were unreal. Like, you know, it was just, she was just always, always such a bubbly, inspiring person.
We played a clip there that you might have heard from her interview that she did with Gavin, which is about 6 weeks before she passed away last year. It was February of last year, I think it was. And,
yeah,
you know, she's so flippant about the impact that she's had. And even just if I can get one parent to change their mind, that would, yeah, be a goal achieved. And I mean, we've massively seen that. You know, when she was first, I suppose, diagnosed, did she realise straight away that she could play a part?
I don't think initially, like, I don't think that was the plan initially, but I guess, like, one of the things was that I had gotten the vaccine, and it wasn't a thing when we were in school, like, and I think it was very hard for her to see that it was now in schools and that it was free, because, you know, when we were, you had to pay for it as well when it was around for us, and then just all this stuff online and all this negativity about it, I think it really upset her. And that was the trigger, really. She just wanted to come out and kind of combat that and make people realize, like, that this vaccine actually saved lives, and, like, it could have saved Laura's. And I think that's the hardest part. And she had just accepted that, but she wanted to literally prevent this to happen, this happening to any other family, any other girl or guy or group of friends. You know, it was her calling, really.
I suppose that "Thank you, Laura" has become synonymous with her for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And we're seeing people wearing the HPV jersey all over the world now, not just in Ireland. I suppose, knowing her well, I suppose if she could see the impact that she's had a year on from when she passed away, what would she have said?
She wouldn't have taken credit for it anyway. I know that she would have been so modest about it, but, like, yeah, she would have been just so happy. I mean, like, in that clip, you can hear her say she wanted the rates to go back to the 80%. And, like, in the latest figures, we could, you know, we saw that it did. And even directly in Clare, it was 90%. I mean, that just shows the direct impact she's had in the county and the country. Like, and, it would have just made her so proud. And, you know, I think, like, especially Laura's family, like, for, they're so amazing for carrying on her, you know, her work, and, like, I have to give credit to them as well for doing that, because seeing it go to 80% across the country is just, it's just so, so inspiring.
How are you remembering Laura today?
Today, we're going to definitely do a toast anyway. We're going to get on, like, Skype, that's about all we can do, and we're going to raise a glass to her for sure. We're painting a mural actually in town, and hopefully that'll be finished today, and it's just something kind of bright and nice to have around Ennis, and it just is going to have her quote that she said at the Clare Person of the Year Awards, to live the best possible life you can. And I think that's what all of us are, that knew her, are trying to do, just kind of be positive and take something from, you know, her mindset and her way of living. And just remember the laughs and the good times, and yeah, there was a lot of them.
And finally, I suppose if people are listening and they're remembering maybe seeing RT's documentary about her and how upset people probably got with,
yeah,
how open and how frank and, you know, how upsetting it was that it could have been preventable. If you,
yeah,
could, not speak in Laura's words, but if you could share a message on behalf of Laura or the family today, what would that be?
I mean, it's as simple as just get the vaccine. You know, don't scroll on Facebook comments about it. Go to reputable sources. Watch the documentary. Look at Laura's story. Like, you can potentially save your daughter's life by filling that form, giving them the go-ahead to get it. And, you know, I think she would just love it to get to 100%. She was 100% with everything. So if we could even bring that next year from 80% to 90 and up to 100 again, like, she would just be so proud. And yeah, I think she deserves it for everything that she did. She deserves more and more people bring that vaccine rate up and up.
We heard Ben Sweeney speaking to Laura's best friend, Veronica Maloney, and earlier in that slot we heard from a clip from an interview that Gavin did with the late Laura Brennan in February 2019.